Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, Dee Sayers. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to the show. Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2016. The title of my show today, The Donald Is You, Is Me, Is Us, the United States of America. The Republican Party, Donald Seed. Let me say that again. The Republican Party planted the Donald Seed, grew him, and the Republican candidates never took on the Donald. And so today, the Republican Party belongs to the Donald. The Donald is you, is me, is us. And we have a problem, America. You see, the Donald began last year around June. Began to look in the mirror and see what he saw. And his reflection, he spoke what he saw in America. And America spoke back. The Donald began back in June of 2015 with Mexicans. He talked about Mexicans. He said Mexicans are dope dealers and rapists. That's what the Donald said. And what did America do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What should America have done at that time? They should have booed him. They should have booed him right off that stage. But instead, guess what happened? Cheers resounded throughout the stadium where he was speaking. And so the Donald, the seed that was planted, the Donald seed began to grow because it was nourished by people who looked just like him when he looked in the mirror. They heard him speak. They liked what they heard. And the Donald began to grow. That's where we are, America. That's where we are. No doubt about it. When you're looking at the Donald, you're looking at you and me in the mirror, ourselves. That's what you're looking at. That's where we are. Now, what's the plan? When you look in the mirror, you're looking at the Donald, you're looking at yourself. You're looking at me. You're looking at America. Because the Donald couldn't do it by himself. Plan, America. That's what my question is to you. Back in August of last year, August 2015, the Donald made it a point to talk about a moderator for a debate. He didn't like the questions. Wasn't pleased with how the moderator questioned him. He made the remark that the moderator had blood coming out of her eyes. You know. And what happened? Did the audience boo her? No. They politely sat and listened. And Donald, who was planted by the Republican Party, grew just a little bit more when he took down a lady because she asked questions that he had no answer for because he does not qualify to be president of the United States. He only knows how to talk about people, come against people, and go purchase his last name and put it on the top of a building. He's a misogynist. He's a racist. He's a sexist. He's America. He's you. He's me. He's us, the United States of America. We grew him, and the people who come out to cheer him do so because we are allowing it to happen. They are not the majority. Out of all the votes he's gotten, we haven't even hit the 10 million mark across America. But he brags about it because he says more Republicans are voting for him than the Republicans have ever voted. Well, that does not mean he's great. That means the Republican Party is mediocre, and it's about to go the way of the Whig Party. And who represents the Republican Party now, the Donald? Poof! He has issues. He's a part of the Fortune 500 companies of America. Issues. Now, who's going to fix it? The Donald? Nope. The media? Nope, because they're making money. And the Donald is making money. Who's going to fix it? You and me. It's up to us. We've got to look in that mirror, and we've got to come to understand that there are some problems going on that must be fixed in America. And the Donald is one of the problems. And we can do it together. Americans are voting, and the vote that's being cast is being cast out of ignorance, out of pure D ignorance. Now, a lot of time, ignorance can't be helped. I'm sure a lot of people are not aware of what the Donald is actually doing to America every day. But I can tell you without a doubt, he does to this country daily is ripping this country apart. And there will be no progress, no prosperity, no productivity for anyone other than the Donald. Because he knows not how to act with anyone else in mind. He just doesn't. President of the United States, he's promised that he will ban Muslims out of America. As President of the United States, he's promised that he will build a wall between Mexico and America. As President of the United States, he's promised that he would use nuclear weapons on countries. As President of the United States, he's told us he knows not what he's doing, but he will find people who know what they're doing. Well, how can you know what a person is doing? Okay, let me put it this way. If you don't know math and someone tell you 2 plus 2 is 10, if you don't know math, you don't know 2 plus 2 is 4. So when you tell me I don't know how to do this job, but I will find someone who know how to do this job, back away. Step back, America. We had such a president before. George W. Bush, who told America, I do not know how, but I will put people around me who know how. and they knew how to start two wars. They knew how to crash the stock market. They knew how to crash the automobile industry. They knew how to crash the housing industry. And George W. Bush knew nothing until it was too late. He knew stuff after we even found it out. So we have had our fill of people who will find people who know and let them tell them what to do. That is not the way the presidency of the United States is supposed to work. Yes, no one knows everything. But the Donald knows nothing about politics, period. His first vote when he was over 40 years old. He's 69 years old now. He outsources jobs. It's legal, but he does it. Jobs that Americans should have. He files bankruptcy. It's legal, but he makes money off it because he buys businesses that's about to go under and he finished taking them under. And with insurances and going through courts, he makes money off bankruptcies. He keeps blacks out of his rallies. It's legal because he can allow anybody to come into that rally that he chooses once he pays the cost for the cover. He takes care of the cover charges. And certain people can't come in. And a lot of blacks, based on where the Donald is holding a rally, a lot of blacks are not allowed in. And they get drug out. And when they're not being drug out by the police, they're being stomped on and beat by people just like the Donald, racist people. The Klan is following the Donald. The Donald tried to pretend he didn't even know what the Klan is. There is no 65-year-old person in America who was born and raised in America who does not know what the Klan is. We have got to keep America better than Trump. And we can do it because we the people have the power to do it. I didn't say we have the money to do it. We got the power. It's called one person, one vote. Right now, people can send a message to the Donald by stop casting votes for him. He's already the nominee. He's already that. Now, our power must be used to stop his run for the presidency of the United States. And we have the power to do it. Ain't no doubt about it. When we're looking at him, we're looking at ourselves in the mirror because he couldn't have gotten there unless there were other people who think like he thinks. We know those people still live and exist in America. Some of them are the same people who fought against everything that stands for goodness in America now. People fought Social Security. People fought Medicare. People fought Medicaid. People fought unemployment benefits. The automobile wanted to stay with the horse and buggy. It's going to always be people, a group of people who go against progress, making life better. And it's going to always be a group who try to hold on to the past. And that's what Trump is doing. Make America better than Trump. That's what we got to do. Or should I say, let's keep America better than Trump, because America is better than Trump. He isn't, the people who represent him is not the masses of America. It's small groups of America. Some couldn't vote if they wanted to vote. Others don't want to vote and ain't going to vote. Some don't know what voting is, and they embarrassed to go for the first time to vote because they're so darn old and they never voted. But the greed of the Republican Party, bring them all out, bring them all out. We need them. We'll take them. We don't care what they say or think. We'll take them as long as we get a vote and can get a Republican in the White House. It ain't happening because we know, there is no doubt about it, that the Donald is not right for America. He is not what America is. He is not who America is. So when we look at him, we're looking at ourselves. And that means that there is more every one of us can do to get America, to keep America on the path of jobs, of health care, of gun sense, of taking care of our children, of infrastructure for our cities so we're not poisoning whole cities, police brutality, immigration reform. These are the things that we need to be working on, and these are the very things that the Donald will not have nothing to do with. The Donald don't even want minimum wages raised. He said minimum wages is good as it is. As a matter of fact, he said minimum wages is too high. Take a good look at how you spend your time in relation to how the Donald spends his time, because he spends his time for self, and that's the reason we are where we are on this Thursday, May 19th, because we've been spending too much time on self and not enough time on others, and for that reason, we got problems, America. We got hunger. We got homelessness. We got diseases, people dying from preventable deaths in our country. We have veterans who are suffering and their families who are suffering. We have food stamp programs being cut and children not eating and children coming up missing every day and police shooting down unarmed people. And what are we talking about? The Donald stuff. And we let this happen instead of booing him in the first place and sending him on back to the hole he crawled out of. He blasted Black Lives Matter. He said, before you think about Black Lives Matter, think about black-on-black crime. Blacks who kill blacks do the time. Blacks who kill whites do the time. Whites who kill blacks get promotions. Police get promotions. Citizens who kill blacks, unarmed blacks, they get to sell the gun online and make money. Black lives matter. But to hear it from Trump, as long as they on black, shoot they on black, black life don't mean nothing to him. And he got a counterpart on the left. His counterpart on the left, Sanders. Yep. Sanders. America, this is our fault. The Donald is you. The Donald is me. The Donald is us, the United States. And people are looking at us across the world, waiting to see how we're going to handle things. We've come a long ways from the March on Washington back in 1963. We've come a long ways since the election of the first black president of the United States of America. And we still have a long ways to go. And the time is now for us to clean this stuff up. For the first time, we need to keep America better than Trump. And then we need to unify America for the first time, because America has never been unified. All for one and one for all. Prosperity for everybody. You see, America spent too much time speaking with self in mind. We got to make a change. Take a good look at how you spend your time in relation to how the dollar spends his. All for self. That's what we do. Speaking only with self in mind, assuring that our actions are what's important. That's what the dollar do. Everything the dollar do, he makes sure it's going to boomerang back and please him. The dollar never steps up to fulfill the need of others. He has cookie-cutter statements to justify not doing for others. He has scripted lines to throw out regarding his successes and his lies about his successes, successes that never even existed, successes that the media know does not exist, but they choose to ignore the truth so they can keep selling ads, so that the media can keep collecting those millions and millions and millions of dollars in ads. Donald lives in his head. Noting that you accept promises given with no intent to be kept. That's what's wrong. Citizens are hearing this and believing it. You will not reap, because the Donald does nothing for nobody. Eminent domain is one of the Donald's favorite things. Eminent domain. Look it up. Bankruptcy is one of the Donald's favorite things. Debt is one of the Donald's favorite things. He sneaks around and sniffs around and finds people in debt so he can buy up their business and run it on in the hole and then make money off it. Bankruptcy. We're looking at ourselves in the mirror when we see the Donald. We're looking at what we failed to do in our lives. We're looking at what we failed to do toward him. He's one person with one plan, more money, and we can make it better. We can change this. And I'm asking you today to change your ways. When we change our ways, we will make the Donald disappear in a puff of smoke. Then we can get about the true business of who we are and should be as Americans. Sure, not all of us is going to look in the mirror, but enough of us will have to look in that mirror and be willing to do the work so we can do what America needs today. And the first thing is to put a foot on the throat of the Donald. That's where we start. Let him either bow out gracefully or let's run him out with votes, meaning no votes. And then we elect Hillary Clinton, the most qualified person for the presidency of the United States. Ever. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us. And it's about the people who back the Donald. They need our help most of all.